This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9:11 on Tuesday morning. Is this hour's code? Isn't the Grove like a famous restaurant?
There's a Grove in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were just talking
when
about...
When you shamed it, I went, oh, is that a place?
Well, you're going there today to get trees, aren't you?
To a nursery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame!
That's not the... I'm not going to a grove. I'm hoping to grow a grove in my yard.
Right.
Shame.
Shame. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, my God.
We always love to hear from you guys. It's always fun.
Sometimes.
510 says, I'm voting for dumb Sarah eating tacos from heaven.
Oh, angel tacos.
Yeah. You're filthy.
What?
I was just trying to give a plug to Hooman and his heaven
tacos
thing.
Amen. Happy Easter, everybody.
See?
And Good Friday.
And then she turns it into something perverted.
And Monday, Thursday.
Weird name for a day, Monday, Thursday. Is it spelled the same way?
No, it's spelled M-A-U-N-D-Y.
A Monday.
Oh. Not Monday, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday.
Oh, brother.
Dumb New Zealand lady lives in Rotorua, city known as Sulphur City. It smells like rotten eggs. Yuck. Oh. It's real.
Oh.
That story's real.
It's so hard to believe that someone could be tricked by this dude who claims to have been poisoned. And the only way is to sweat it out by having so much sex.
With this lady.
With this lady.
You're the only one that can help.
So stupid. I don't want to say people from Rotorua are stupid, but Jesus. I mean, it smells. You don't leave. You bang this guy because he shows up at your house. What's wrong with you people?
Don't answer the door the next time he comes by.
Oh my
What's
God.
Wrong with you?
Stop it.
Do you know how to hide in the bathroom? Or wherever there's a door?
Did he want to wind up married to her or something? Was this specifically about this woman that he wanted to get with? Her kind heart?
Yeah, it might be the kind-hearted thing, but still.
What a dummy.
Shower curtain sounds fantastic for caregivers of the helpless, toddlers or disabled kids who can get into big trouble when the parent just needs a minute to shower. Nanny cam isn't just for nannies.
So what was this shower curtain? Shower in front of you? This shower curtain has pockets in it that you can put. I mean, listen, they already sell clear shower curtains. You get one of those for cheap. No problem.
Yeah, but this one has a special skin on it, so you can put your iPhone and your iPad
in
there.
And still touch it.
And still
interact.
Well,
a bunch of people wrote in and said, it's for teenagers, so they can do what they do in there. And I went, oh!
Well, that's not a waste of water.
Well,
but that would have worked out for you. You drip it all over your dad's magazines and snuck into the
bathroom. No one come in here!
Listen, here's the
thing. For an hour!
I've got 5 iPhones!
For those of you who don't know,
oh, gross.
I just needed privacy. That was the only room in the house that had a lock. That's all I needed was privacy. If I could have put a lock on my door, I would have. Mm. And then it wouldn't have been a problem, and I would gladly have not done it in the water, hanging half out of the tub, trying to turn the pages on a magazine, dripping water everywhere.
You never heard of a hardware store? Just go get one of those little locks. Or your dad would have ripped it right off your door.
Yeah,
you're not
they
allowed
wouldn't
to
let
lock
me.
Yourself in there.
They wouldn't. That was something they had told me strictly forbidden.
Can't lock yourself in your room. Yeah, I don't have locks on my kids' doors either.
Well, at least you had the benefit of knowing me, and I tipped you off to what they're up to in there.
Yeah.
So you knew.
Thank
not
God.
To.
Thank God you tipped me off to that, Vinny.
Right.
I would have never realized what teenage boys were up to.
510 says, those of us who go to church regularly call those who only come on Christmas and Easter Holly and Lily crowds.
Oh, funny. The fair weather faithful.
I just want to say, even if you come for Christmas and Easter, it's fine. Like, just come.
Holly and Lily.
Hi.
Sarah, the shower curtain with iPad holders is for teenage boys. It would help reduce their 45-minute showers to 10-minute showers since they can watch a video for inspiration instead of just having their imagination.
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of water.
925 says, Beth was on Destroyer. I don't know what I... Did I say Detroit Rock City?
I don't know.
I think I misanswered the question. It is just the album's called Destroyer. The first song is Detroit Rock City on that album.
And
Beth is. I looked it up because I have that album. Do you remember that album?
Yeah, I had all the Kiss albums. Everybody did, though. It was like, it was the law. Well, you had to have your Kiss shirt.
And I just opened up
for Halloween.
I just opened them up on my iTunes list, and I'm like, oh my God, the Black album, this one. Just Kiss, Strutter, Nothing to Lose, Cold Gin. Like, they have so many hits.
They do have so many hits, and I think people don't realize it. We should bring back Kiss.
No, but you know
Let's
what?
Let's swap them out for Green Day, everyone.
It's because...
Kiss song.
Honestly, it's because Gene Simmons talks too much.
Yeah. No, he's... I agree. He's not likable.
Such a donkey.
And also, Ace Frehley turned out to be a Nazi. Like, there were a lot of things that just weren't great about...
Yeah.
Them in retrospect, you know, at the time, though. I even like the Unmasked album. Lick It Up.
Oh, I don't like
Lick
that.
Lick It Up.
No, that's over.
I liked it. Well, I was just dying to see them without their makeup on. But then after that, I was like, put the makeup back on. And
can
they
you
did.
Can you post the inappropriate rock song list on Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page?
You know, can we put a link to that? There's a thousand songs on it. It's a, if you go to, what is it, Classic Rock? UltimateClassicRock.com. They have a big piece today on politically incorrect songs that you all know and love. We found out some stuff about some songs today. I was like, oh my God, I did not realize that's a song I've been singing my whole life.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know, that was weird. Well, I was going to give it to our boss because he loves music, but then you said, it's like 100 pages. And I went, never mind.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm just going to sit in here. I found all natural stone in Dublin. And here's a picture.
Oh my God, hilarious.
I didn't know it was missing. Okay.
Well, thank God it's been found.
And
Berkeley!
Yuzette can sit on a couch watching reality TV for 12 hours on the weekend. By the way, let me add to this text or I'll help you with this one. She calls it a success if she doesn't leave the house.
Yeah.
For 3 days on the weekend.
Winning.
Yep.
But frets over a 2.5 hour movie?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not at her house. I get it.
Do you?
At your house, you can pause the TV, get up, you pee, you fix yourself something to eat, you get yourself comfortable. You can lay on this side, you can lay on that side.
Exactly.
You can kneel,
you're
can stand up
fully
and stretch.
Parked. It's still.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Parked.
You're still at your house, though. You're fine. You're good. Plus, you're in your PJs, you're in your super comfy clothes.
Why are you not fine, not at home?
I just like being at home.
All right.
I just want to be there. That's where I want to be.
Safe there.
Yeah. Nothing coming to get me. I mean, knock wood. You hope.
707 says, ladies, just do your kegels.
Yeah.
About what?
What does that mean?
I think it's about the virgin story.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what
oh.
I'm guessing if I had to guess from our
guess
show
again.
Today.
Just kidding.
I'm doing them right now.
You are?
Nice.
You know what's funny? I asked I wrote the missus and said, hey, how old were you when you first did it? And she's like, I don't remember exactly.
What a liar.
Well, no.
That's a good answer, though, because you don't want to know anything about
her history.
I
don't want to know, but it's so trippy because she has the worst memory of her childhood in general from like...
She can't remember anything that happened
actually,
to her?
I honestly actually thought for the first year or two, something traumatic must have happened to her because how could you not remember stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How would you not remember?
No.
Of these like weird...
Vivid things. All the first things that happened to you. Huh. How strange.
So
she was sheltered, though, you said. Maybe her life was just boring.
I guess. It's possible.
Every day was much like
she
the other
day. She did say she moved out at 18 because she needed to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let her out. That's weird.
But she went to school, obviously.
Yeah, she went to Notre Dame.
So when she went... Shame. When she... Then she just never moved back home.
Oh, yeah.
When
she
went off
and
to
was
school.
Out for good. Mm. Yeah, she's done well. She bought a condo when she was like a kid still.
That's great.
Who does that?
People who know how to invest their money.
Right, well, and people who aren't busy with kegs all the time.
That's also part of it. Those can add up. Boy, you can really save a lot of money if you don't party on the
it's
weekends.
True. That whole stocking up on doobie weed, which was my focus on.
Yeah.
At
oh,
all
I have
times.
Some money. Why would I do anything except spend it on weed?
Trying to keep
Rent.
A bag full of weed at all times.
Well, you need your party supplies. People who don't need party supplies, it's weird. They like their lives are so together.
309 says, my first time was not a problem since unbeknownst to me, he had a teeny tiny one.
Oh. That's too bad. Well, that was
what
nice
happened
for her
the second
time.
Time?
She was like, holy crap, they come in that size too?
You're out of here.
408 says, Vinny is finally willing to go to an event, and Yuzette is the one complaining this time. LOL. I love events. What are you talking about?
She's
going to
love this movie. I just
I
know
hope
it.
So.
It's freaking magical. I hate when the book ends because then I have to leave the world for a while. Don't worry, Ready Player One. I'm coming.
Expectations are high.
Yeah.
408 says, we voted. Also submitted one for Vin's esteemed news colleague, Stan Bunger.
All right.
We
Thank
appreciate
you for voting.
That. Thank you so much.
Vote once a day. We'll remind you every day. Don't worry.
Oh, we are?
I don't know.
It's not over yet?
No, it's an ongoing thing.
Oh, boy.
I know. When is it over? Sometime in April is the event, so it can't be too long before it's over.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think this is the last, speaking of things that are over, I think this is the last week for 12K a day. So if you haven't won your $1,000, keep on listening.
You need to burp?
Nope, I'm good. I burped. I'm able to really control that and work it in
All
places.
Right.
I know it looked like it on my face, but I was getting rid of it. It's a whole management thing, Finn.
You just farted it out or
no,
what?
No, I just was able to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You just squeak a little out the side while you're talking.
So, I don't want to do it right into the mic.
Super talent.
It's not. Burp is not the same as a gurgle.
She's flexing right now, everyone. She really wants to win this contest.
Yeah, my mic handling skills are...
She can burp and talk at the same time.
Yeah, top notch.
The Giants were granted territorial rights to the South Bay back in the 90s while they were exploring putting their new ballpark there. However, rights were supposed to revert back to neutral. But the Giants were unable to obtain a vote to move, and the return of Santa Clara to its original... Oh, this person's...
Okay, thank you, sir.
But as I've read the stories, it's crazy that the new owners have taken over, and the new owners that took over the Giants went, why would we give that back to you?
Mm.
Somehow we have rights to the South Bay. We'll keep that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm assuming that's like TV rights or something, or some kind of like what?
I don't
rights
really
to
know
what? Like
how that works.
You
I know.
Can't force people
you
to be
own
your fan,
people.
Right?
Yeah.
No,
like
but
appearance
you,
things. But you can't. They can't go campaign there.
I think it's a territorial thing in terms of putting a stadium there.
Oh.
So it's just that simple. It's that you can't move there.
This is our. It's territorial pissing.
And the story that I've read now is that the A's actually grant. It was what he said earlier. The A's. Were friendly enough and granted the Giants that right because the Giants couldn't find a stadium spot. And then after the fact, when the A's said, okay, well, since you found a spot, go ahead and, you know.
Sign those rights
back. Let's go neutral
over.
Again. And no one did. Hell no is right.
Hell no.
Sorry. Trick. Hate that.
Gotcha.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Didn't Sarah see Ready Player One yesterday? Let's hear some comments.
No.
You saw it yesterday?
No. How would I have seen it yesterday? Our screening's tomorrow.
All right.
I know what it was. I was going to go look at Isle of Dogs yesterday. I couldn't convince anyone to go with me, though.
Why not? Okay.
Because they were all in the yard working, going, no, we're not going to that. I'm like, oh.
So you didn't want to go alone?
No.
I thought the kids were off. They wouldn't go with you either?
The one kid was at school, and the other kid didn't want to go, and John was busy in the backyard, and he's looking at me like he's covered in dirt. He's looking at me like, what are you talking about? You get to go somewhere today.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. Rough.
209 says, I feel for you, Vinny. I feel you, Vinny. Having grown up with an authoritarian father, I wanted nothing more than to flee the house at every chance. Now I'm constantly surprised that my teens want to hang out with us all the time.
You turned out to be a cool dad.
Yeah, that's part of it, no doubt.
It's nice. There's nothing nicer than just, you know, your immediate family, your person, your kids. It's like, it's great. Just talking, you feel like everyone's accounted for. And just you have all your family jokes. And
it's neat. You guys all get along great.
Yeah, it's nice. Let's hope that keeps up for a while. Introduce new people into the family. No thanks.
707 says,
I'll put a stop to that.
Yeah. 415 says, have a porn star on your show and get more ratings. What a shocker. Maybe have her on the show and one of you take one for the team and do some porn. Huma?
Huma. Take one for the team for once.
Huma? Huma? He's done.
Yeah, he does seem to be done. You know, he's got to stick around for a while, though, because Rudy's here. And our friend
Rudy's going to tell us some stories.
We're going to go on the secret show, and he is going to tell us about groupies in Minnesota. Apparently, they're it's real.
Happening?
Yeah, that's what he's. That's why he's here, specifically, because he was supposed to come last week and tell us about it, and he didn't do it.
And he said it beats by far the story from Italy, which was...
It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be hearing about that in our secret show today, which is a podcast we do in addition to this show. You actually have to search for it separately. It's on any place you can get a podcast, and also RadioAlice.com.
You know, a lot of people were writing in different inappropriate rock songs from that list, and one just hit me like lightning. Oingo Boingo used to have that song, I Like Little Girls.
Gross.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
Yeah, I just said I don't know it.
It was a huge hit.
You don't know it? Yeah, no.
I never heard of it myself.
You never heard that either?
Uh-uh. I really wasn't an Oingo Boingo fan, really.
No. Dead Man's
My
Party.
Girlfriends were, but I just never really
and then
got into it.
Danny Elfman had some, he's from them, right? He did the Simpsons theme and he's and actually Futurama theme too, I think.
That's got to be on the list, right?
That's horrible.
I know. Every Breath You Take, The Police, Hella Stalker.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say I'll be missing you, though? Every Breath You Take, I'll be missing you? No? Is that the lyrics?
I don't know.
All right, never mind.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I have to think about that one. There's also, where's the one where the young teacher?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't stand so close to me. Yeah.
Oh, it's I'll be watching you. I guess that is creepy. Yeah.
Missing you is
the P. Diddy version. Diddy, yeah, they, Faith Hill, I think we made that and said missing you. Makes more sense.
LOL, Sarah almost got caught seriously slipping talking about the holy holiday. What?
Seriously slipping?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Well, I think, do not consume Tide Pods or turpentine.
Yeah, neither
That's
of those,
someone
actually.
Updating their list of things not to put in their mouth.
Yeah, don't listen to Tiffany Haddish or YouTube. Turpentine is not to be ingested. It's poison.
Lastly, here, 650. I have three kids. Two have three after-school activities. I work from 5 to 2:30. My wife doesn't come home from work till 8:30.
Oy.
My little one is three.
Life management.
Lots of work.
Damn. The days are long, but the years are short.
Dang, dude.
That's horrible.
That's, I don't know how that person's doing that. I'd be, there'd be a lot of TV happening
You'd
in my house.
You'd be a basket case.
Let's watch a movie. Yay!
And what I mean by we is you watch a movie while I do all the other things I have to do.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and say goodbye. We have a big announcement coming up at 10 o'clock. So some cool info for you at 10. And then you can join us on The Secret Show, which you can find, I don't know, an hour later at RadioAlice.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are going to go do a secret show, and our friend Rudy will be joining us on that. But before we leave this studio, we are going to be making a major announcement. This is about a big yearly thing that happens.
Can I read this right now?
No.
What?
It's not until 10, Vin.
Wait, but
no.
Read it. Read it. Read
you know,
it.
I waited all morning long to not give that to him so he wouldn't ruin it. And, man, I should have waited like 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes is all it would have taken.
What was I
using?
Thinking? But don't I gotta, do it.
Go
don't
for
do
it.
All right.
Nope. I'll dump it after. Just go for it.
No, Bryn.
Have a nice day, everyone. Bye.
Yes. Have a good day. We'll see you on hump day.
And we have Eddie Ifton tomorrow.
Yes, Eddie Ift is good. And Eddie is at the Throckmorton Theater tonight in Mill Valley. So if you're in that area, you're looking for a Tuesday night, something to do, here's something really cool. Go and check him out. Tomorrow night he's at the Punchline, and he'll be joining us around 8 tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Don't forget Rudy's on The Secret Show. You're going to be wanting to check that out, and we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, actually, we won't see you tomorrow. We'll see you in 5 minutes because we're going to tell you the big announcement.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.